Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chipper is here like every guest today, all the time, all the shows, on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Chip, you have to put down 100 hard-earned dollars, and I just get the other guy. You get the pick, I get the other guy. When you show up at Metrodome wearing your Helga horns on Sunday, who will be the starting quarterback?
So I got to lose my money and you lose nothing, right?
Well, no. If you get it right, I lose $100. If you get it wrong, I get $100.
I'm going to say J.J. McCarthy returns.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, KO, I guess, had his press conference a little while ago, and he obviously didn't name the starter, wants to see him go through practice. And I don't think that that's necessarily him playing games. I think he probably does want to see how these guys progress through the week. Wentz his shoulder and then J.J. to make sure he can go through a full practice with his ankle. Without knowing where each guy is at, but I just think at some point you got to put McCarthy back out there to see – you got to learn about him, right?
Yep.
And it's not going to be – the line's not going to be perfect. We'll see how many starters they get back. I don't think O'Neal will be back. I think Darisaw probably should be at where he can play the full game. Donovan Jackson likely to return, I guess. So maybe you have three of the starters back. I don't think we'll see Ryan Kelly anytime soon. But it's never going to be perfect, Chad.
No.
If you're waiting for the line to be healthy, it's not going to happen.
No.
I mean, it's just you can't sit around and wait for the perfect scenario for to get him in. And we talked about this four game stretch starting this week, and it's like all of a sudden it doesn't look as daunting as it did
not at
three
all.
Months ago. So Wentz has played good in relief. I want to know the severity of his shoulder injury. Obviously he finished the game, but you never know lingering effects and how he got came out of that. So but I just think the plan is you go back to the plan. You need to find out what you have in McCarthy, and he has to. The first two games, it was obvious. Anybody watched it, the game was moving at warp speed for him.
Too
he was
fast.
Indecisive.
Yep.
It was just flying for him. The only way he's going to get through that is to be on the field. I just don't know how much more watching from the sideline is going to help him improve. He has to go through it. And so I just think if his ankle's fine, mobility, all that, there's no concerns about him physically, I think you put him back out there.
You lay it out very well because it's not an easy scenario, and you emphasize the key parts. We don't know, let's say, by Saturday, their final walkthrough, is Wentz the healthier or is J.J. the healthier? At some point, McCarthy has to play a lot of games this year. He just does. Wentz has not convinced any of us, I don't think, that he is so much better than the unknown of J.J. that we're just going to write J.J. off. And I got it. Rodgers sat. Love sat. But you nailed it. Now all of a sudden the Eagles come in and they're better than the Vikings, but you're not afraid of the Vikings. You're not afraid of the Eagles. You know, and then you get the short week and the Chargers. Man, the Chargers barely beat Miami yesterday. Mm-hmm. Detroit is still, in my opinion, and I assume yours, the best team in this division. But they lost to a Kansas City team that's kind of finding their way. And the Ravens, I think me and you could score 10 points against the Ravens right now. So I would have no problem going back to McCarthy. But a part of what still sticks in my head is that last game, and they're playing a lousy team, and they're about to lose to the lousy Browns, and he goes, what, 9 for 9 for 72 yards? And he looked like a adult, more than a caretaker, with some polish, not in the Allen category, not in the Mahomes category, but a guy who was able to go up against one of the two or three best defenses in the game. And if you told me, and I think you in that scenario, who gives you the best chance in that scenario with 3 minutes and 5 seconds to go, and you got to go 80 yards for a touchdown, who gives you the best chance? Isn't the answer still clear-cut wins?
Yeah, in that scenario, because of his experience, and he's gone through it and all those things. And I don't think it's an easy decision, because it's still as uneven, as disjointed, and as disrupted as the start of the season has been. This is still a team that's built to win now and has aspirations of, you know, beyond the regular season. So this is not, hey, let's think about 2026 and 2027 and just get the young guy experienced and so he's better off there. No, this is a team that's trying to win right now and get into postseason. So you clearly have to factor that in, but I think the overarching thing to everything is, by the end of the season, you have to have a pretty good handle on what your quarterback is. And I just think, you know, Wentz has played good, but not so great where it's like, well, you can't take him off the field.
Right.
I mean, there's no way.
That's true.
You know?
So let me jump in. Let me give you, let's say they stay Wentz, okay? And let's say they beat Philly. Well, then you're not taking him out for the Chargers, right?
Nope.
And let's say they go through this stretch 3-1, and he starts all the games. Then, and I agree with you, too many people have given up on McCarthy. It's just utter ridiculousness. It's two games. And by the way, all the short passes that Carson Wentz was availed to him, how many of those were thrown out to JJ? I mean, I'm sure some of it was exactly what you said, the speed. But, my God, I don't remember a lot of short routes where J.J. was just looking to make a throw. It was all those long-developing KOC ones, and you're like, come on. Whereas Wentz has had plenty. But, man, if you're 3-1 and you got to look all these veterans in the eye who you're paying a lot of money, and then at that point, you know, you got a pretty good record, how does he get back in the game? So I think they're thinking that scenario, too, because – unless you finish the year, Chip, let's say Wentz plays so much better than he has so far, and you finish 12-5 or something, and you haven't learned about J.J. McCarthy, and you're really a team that's maybe you feel like it's a step back in the NFC, like what have you accomplished? But then I'm kind of laying out another scenario. Who in this conference do you say, whoa, they're so much better than everybody else?
Yeah, I think the Lions are still really good. I mean, I know they lost last night, and they're
the best team in the conference.
I just think they're really good. But as we've seen through this, five games, I don't think we can look seven games down the road and think, what if this happens or that happens?
Yep.
They're just trying to get through a week
with their
bodies and figure it out. So it's
if they're both healthy. And you go back to McCarthy, you're not just trying to get to the week, are you? You're also thinking about the future.
Well, yeah, 100%. But, the scenario you're saying is like, what if Wentz wins four more games and we get halfway through? And it's like, well, you know, I guess you could look at those long terms. But I think if you go back to McCarthy, it is – I don't think if you go back to him, you're just saying, well, this thing could go anywhere. We could be terrible this year. And I don't think they're looking at it that way. I think they want him and expect him to play well, you know? And so, but you have to, he has to be in the games. I just don't know. He sat all last year. He sat for this stretch here and watched, and I think KO said that's been beneficial to see how Carson Wentz has kind of handled the offense and processed and decision-making and decisiveness. Maybe that helped him. But I think he just needs to get back on the field and play. And so that's my hunch. But, again, it's going to come down to health. If they have any reservations about either one of them, I don't think they're going to put them out there.
The best team in college football is in the Big Ten. I don't think they reside in Columbus, Ohio, though. Let's discuss that and Gopher football when we come back with Chipper here on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know what this town needs, Chip? Somebody in the afternoon in this town who wants to talk Indiana football. We don't have anybody doing that, do we?
I know one person.
I know that guy rather well myself. I think his team should be number one in the country, the Indiana Hoosiers. They have the most impressive victory in college football this year, going to Oregon and winning. The comparison would be Ohio State at home beats Texas and Arch, who maybe is showing some level of competency. And I know we give way too much credibility to an established program. And also, by the way, a program that did this little thing last year and won the national championship. But there are dozens and dozens and dozens of new players on each team. And if you're just telling me right now, this day, at this point through the season, who's undefeated and who has the best win of the year, I don't even think it's a debate. It's the Hoosiers.
Yeah, I mean, they've been the most impressive when you think about what they did against Illinois.
Yep.
Think about the stretch. 3 weeks ago, just absolutely dismantled Illinois. And we thought that was going to be a big game, a big test, right?
Yep.
Blew them off the field. Then they go to Iowa, which I thought was sort of a trap game because Iowa's not great, but playing it on the road at Iowa, you know, that's tough.
For sure.
You're coming off this big emotional game. It was national TV. And they go there, and they don't play their A game, but they win.
They won.
And then they go out to Oregon and to not just beat them. I mean, they were clearly the better team.
Without a doubt. I watched a decent amount of that game. That guy, I mean, he is grumpy. He is salty. But when he said at his opening press conference, I win, Google me, or whatever he said,
yeah,
he's right.
I mean, and think about it. Like, their quarterback threw a pick six to tie the game.
Yep.
Oregon's crowd, that place is loud.
Nuts.
You're thinking, uh-oh,
yep.
here we go. And what do they do? Comes right back and has a touchdown drive, and then they score again to, I think, a field goal to go up 10. It's like, that's impressive.
Yes,
I mean, not
is.
Only are they really good physically, I think they're tough, like emotionally and mentally. So are they better than Ohio State? I don't know. I'm still really impressed with Ohio State's athletes and what they do on defense.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the receivers are really good. But they clearly are those are the two best teams by far in the Big Ten. And I could see Indiana. I mean, this is not just – we're not going to say, oh, they got to the playoffs because of their schedule. You're not doing that anymore. They are legit power.
100%.
So now the conversation becomes, you know, Penn State, after firing James Franklin, is going to make a run at Kurt Cignetti. I mean, can Indiana keep him? You know,
well, financially they can't, right? They just have to count on he wants to stay. Now, he's a Pennsylvania guy. Matt Rhule played there. Okay. Would you absolutely take Cignetti over Matt Rhule?
Yes, 100%.
I would too. I would. And 100%. even though he's older, I think they obviously have a crazy amount of money. They should just try to floor him.
Yeah, I mean, in 2 years, he's taken Indiana to the playoffs first year, and then this year, barring something crazy, they're going to be there again. I mean, no, he would absolutely be number one on my list. And, you know, okay, it's in Indiana football. It's not like Indiana basketball, but this one has money, so it's not like they can't pay to keep him there. And I just think it'd be cool if he stays there.
I hope
he
does. Yeah.
Something. I hope he does for sure.
Who is the second most tenured coach in the Big Ten in football?
Well, he resides here in town.
That is.
He was third behind Franklin. Yeah. And then obviously Kirk Ferentz is number one. But yeah, it's hard to believe, right? PJ's the second most tenured coach.
It is hard to believe. I did look up their ages too again, just finished up that last part. Cignetti's 64, Rhule's 50, right? If they want to play that game. But, yeah, PJ is now the second most tenured coach in the Big Ten. And I'll admit I was clicking because that was a good sports night because you also had a peck of a baseball game too. But they did win. They made the plays in the end. The kid safety made the play. But what's going on with the offense and defensive line of this club? That's kind of been one of his calling cards, and they're a shell of their better teams.
Yeah, they didn't play good. I mean, they won, but they did not play good at all. And part of, on offense, that offensive line is just not up to standards right now. PJ shuffled four of the five guys before the Ohio State game, just trying to find the best combination and the best five and the best combination in the right spots. And they couldn't run the ball. They ran for 30 yards against Purdue. That's just putting way too much pressure on the freshman, Drake Lindsey, to try to carry everything. They've got to figure that out and be able to run the ball some. I'm not saying they're going to be a great running team because they weren't last year, but you've got to be more than what they are right now. Defensive line, their front guys, their starters, we thought were going to be really good, but the biggest problem, and this is not just the line, they're tackling. They have not been sharp tacklers. So that was a problem again against Purdue. So we'll see if they can get that cleaned up.
Yeah. I mean, the tackling's dreadful because, I mean, the numbers for Purdue running the ball were nothing. And they were running at will, you know?
Yeah. They came into the game with one of the worst rushing teams in college football, and they had like 250 something yards against them. So that's not good.
Darius Taylor is just a guy so far. When you just keep talking about both sides of the line, he was going to be their – he's their guy. He's their star player. And because the offensive line, and then you thought, okay, you got to protect the kid quarterback who still looks pretty damn good to me, and you're not tackling anybody. So it's rather interesting. I also was clicking on the Wild the other night, and they gave up 7 goals. They had 52 shots, and I swear to God, every other person I either read – or I listened to said, we got to shake up the Lions. I'm like, how about not give up 7 goals and you got 52 shots? You know?
They gave up 7 goals with Jacques Lemaire in the stands, right? He was there. I would love to see Jacques' reaction to that. They're glad they honored that first coaching staff, but he probably was
Elizabeth, the big one.
Biting his tongue, yeah.
What show are you and the missus watching right now? You watching anything good?
I know we're running late. You'll probably be mad at me because I've started late. We started Game of Thrones. I know I'm late to the party.
You are late.
I know I'm late.
That's
to the
fun.
Party on that. I love it though. It's good.
So I liked it. I just didn't love it as much as other people. And for me, it left such a sour taste because that last season just stunk. But for me, it's a little bit like I think Led Zeppelin's just fine, too. And like every other person wants to run me over in a car when I say that. And it's the same thing with Game of Thrones. Oh, you don't get it. I got it. I got dragons, boobs, you know, Family Matters. I got the whole thing. I got it down.
Yeah. I understood the mission.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Susie's still ferociously looking for that story. She'll get back to you in a couple days.
Appreciate it. See you, man.
All right, man. He's the best. We are so lucky to have him on. Chip Scoggins. Check out his work, Star Tribune, on a regular basis.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.